Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. Every day I wake up and record a podcast. It's not very good, but I do it anyway. So don't listen. If you just found me and were like, "Hey, what other work is there of Chris Laker's?" I don't know. Listen to my other podcasts. Listen to my This Week in Jack and listen to my album. Don't listen to this. If you're still here, that's cool. I'm just saying that this isn't good. And I have to keep doing it badly until it gets good. So here you go. Yeah. It's 9:54 a.m. I need to get out of here and go do s I have work to do. Well, yeah, I'll tell you. I got well, no, there's nothing that's yesterday I had this meeting with another comedian at a place, at a cable channel place about a show. Very early stages of things, but we need to work on it together to try to get them to. We want to sell a TV show so we have money. So that's what I gotta go work on. Anyway. Not to be Mr. Showbiz, but that's what I do. But yeah, I don't know. I think Ethan was supposed to call, but I haven't heard from him, so I'm gonna assume no. I should have. Maybe I'll ask him now. Can you? Yeah, I'm recording. Talk now? Question mark. I should have. That's my fault for not asking, I think. So, yeah, I've just been busy, so I gotta, let's see what's going on in the news. I know I'm doing going to news already. I got nothing. I just got nothing in, after tomorrow, maybe I'll be a little more prepared. Aaron Hernandez commits suicide. Get the fuck out. Did that happen? Aaron Hernandez found hanged in cell. Holy shit. Convicted killer and former New England Patriot player Aaron Hernandez was found hanged in his prison cell early Wednesday morning, according to officials. Hanging cell by how do you hang yourself? Well, isn't that that's one way to get out of prison. They can't keep you there when you're dead. It's crazy. All right. Well, I think that's what I would do if I was in prison. I would kill myself. If I was doing like serious time, I would think Aaron Hernandez would do well in jail because he's like a famous athlete. He's a murderer. I would think people would like him there, but I guess it's not that fun. Or he's got some kind of mental issues, which is also possibility. Well, I don't know what to say about that other than, yeah, that's what I would do. Okay. I don't think that's wrong to advocate suicide if you're in jail for murder. Yeah, if you did it, too. Maryland rape survivors no longer need to prove they fought back. Jesus Christ, that was a thing? Being a woman is a real fucking hassle. Well, I guess you would... I guess the rape survivor, if I was raped, I would also have had to prove that I fought back. Like, I wasn't... I bet they wouldn't... I guess that... you have to prove you fought back. How do you prove that? Maryland. Well... That's good that they don't have to do that anymore. Society really hates women. Jesus fuck. No, I can't. I was saying that in Maryland they just. So Maryland rape survivors no longer need to prove they fought back. That's what. Jacqueline is yelling questions while I'm talking, as if this podcast isn't important, which it isn't. I'm adding color. What did you say?
I said I'm adding color.
Jacqueline says she's adding color. If you didn't hear that. And I guess she is right. I can't just be all pro women there and then be like about this Maryland thing, and then all of a sudden be like, "Shut up, woman!" But this probably is adding color. As is Mabel, who's yelling for, I believe, Alabama Senate votes to allow concealed carry without permit. Oh man, Alabama getting fucking wild up in there. You can just carry, you just buy a gun, carry no permit. Why would you need a permit? Constitution's my permit. It's a God-given right. God didn't give me a permit. I'm not going to fucking Alabama. I get angry too quick to go to Alabama. Everybody's got a gun. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush hospitalized in Houston. He wasn't looking too good. There were some pictures the other day of him with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, like, stopped by to talk to George H. to visit the guy he beat while he's, like, sick and be like, "Hey, remember when I beat you in the election? Here's some socks." They're pals now. I don't know. That's... let's see. How long have I been talking for? Not very long. Well, 9 minutes. And this is going to be another short one because I got to go. And this is... episode 73. Yesterday... I put up that... I didn't put it up. Yesterday's episode didn't go up to like 2 this morning or something because I didn't check on it. I put it up and then it wasn't there. Like I didn't check. I was in a rush. I had to get out the door. I put it up. I could have sworn it was up, and then or like it worked, and then last night I was just looking. It's like, oh, how many listens to today's episode get? Not fucking there. And nobody pointed it out, which is disconcerting. But from my observation, there's like half the people that listen to this show listen to it the first day, maybe less than half. And then there's like everybody else listens it within about 3 days. And then who knows, there's like random listens after that. And these are not, it's not a lot of people. You are an elite group of podcasts. We're not that many people, but it's more people than if I got up and went to go do a show in, you know, like in the city. There's more people than that. So, and I don't even leave the house. But those people get jokes. You don't even get jokes. You get fucking, I don't even know. I put this in comedy because I'm a comedian, but this has been funny. I'm like, I just argue with myself because I shit on the thing and then I come back and then say, no, it's not so bad. Because I think that voice, the shitting on it, I feel like that voice is the listener. Not you who's enjoying it, but there's another listener who's like, why am I, this guy stinks. I hate, you know, because he just listens to hate it. And I want to address him every time. I just want to pay attention to, or her. It could be a lady. They listen to podcasts too and hate things. It's not just dudes. But it's got a news alert from the New York Times. President Trump's inauguration got $5 million from casino. Whatever. Sheldon Adelson, whoever the fuck, that casino troll. These rich people that just want to run shit. Oh, and they do. Anyway, so that's maybe tomorrow will be a little more organized. Maybe tomorrow Ethan will call in. I should have, my apologies to Ethan. Apologies to Kevin, who has been trying to, oh, that's right, I had that email from Ruby. I forgot to read it. I'll do that tomorrow. It'll be 2 days late because it's like 13 minutes now, and I keep forgetting that I have that email to read. I'll just read it now. Fuck it. Ethan, I'm available. Okay. What's that? Okay. Bye. I love you. Jacqueline's got to go out. Let's see. I'm going to call Ethan. Ethan, hold on. There we go. Ethan?
Chris.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I just started. I'm just rude. This is a bad one, but sorry. You're on a bad episode. They're mostly bad episodes. But anyway, what are you doing? When did you get up? Where do you live?
Oregon.
Oh, cool.
West Coast, so yeah. It's about 7 a.m.
Oh shit! Why are you up so early?
I work nights, so I get up weird times.
Oh, right on. Where do you work at night?
I do a grocery store, put stuff on shelves.
All right.
It's not quite as honorable as Mortimer Panda's mechanical overnight job, but.
Yeah, no, yeah, this is, I think I'm finding my niche here. It's people that work overnight shifts, which, that's cool. Yeah, I worked in a supermarket, but I worked during the day. But, the fish counter, yeah.
But actually, funny thing, I'm moving to daytime to work at a meat counter, same store chain, but.
No.
Like in the next week. So I'm just following the semi Chris Laker path.
Well, I sold fish, which is a little bit more noble than meat.
Oh. But all the same sector.
But that's a butcher. Are you a butcher? That's pretty good.
I can give you the meat out of the case, you know, if you want a pound and a half of bacon.
Yeah. Okay, there's another guy out back chopping it up.
It's a whole thing.
All right.
I'm not fully aware yet.
All right, well, that's cool. You'll be during the day, walking around during the day like regular people.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. People will start seeing me now.
Yeah. What else? No, I'm working on it. Dude, it's coming.
You better shut that list down, because
there's not that many people on. I don't care. When I'm rich, I'll take care of that. I got, listen, I'm having some showbiz stuff's going on, but nothing to talk about. But yeah.
Oh, sure.
But
sure.
Something, but yeah, but it's closer than I've been in 13 years or whatever. So, but yeah, you're on the list, right?
Oh, I believe so.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, that'll be fun whenever that happens. Well, Madison Square Garden, I don't know. Who the fuck knows? But that's cool. Portland, I might be out there sometime, but I'm checking on that. But
yeah, I mean, if Mike ever comes out here, you should just maybe casually mention you have some fans that, you might just be in the town anyway.
Well, Mike is going out there. You should go see him anyway. I don't know if I'm going to be on that. I think he just, in his theater tour, it's just him. I don't think he has like a opening act. So, but because I think he does like 80 minutes or something. So I think it's just him. But he's going to be in. He sold out a show in Portland, and he added another one. He's going to be there in the fall. So,
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you can go see him, and then if you see him walking on the street, you could tell him you know me, and he'll probably say that's great, and he'll be nice to you if you said you know me. I don't know. No, don't do that. Oh, no, don't do that, dude. Don't do that. That'll be really bad for me. Don't like yell out my name or anything. But yeah. So, but that. But yeah, I'll try to get out there. But all right, man. Well, it's good talking to you. Yeah. No, I've heard good things. Jacqueline's been there a couple times. Yeah.
You missed
his
plane?
Yes. Yeah.
That was a good episode.
Oh, that was
episode.
Yeah, I gotta call Ian more.
Yeah, he's a good call in.
Yeah. But you can call in again. Call whenever. But I'm gonna go. Cause I gotta go. I gotta go do some shit. But it's good talking to you, man.
Good chatting, Chris.
All right, man. So. I'll talk to you later. Peace. See ya. All right. There was Ethan. He's a good dude. I like him. So let's end there. On a positive note, I'll read Ruby's email tomorrow. Sorry, Ruby. I forgot about your email. I enjoyed it, and I will read it tomorrow. And that's it. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.